Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. If a Nazir becomes Tamei Meis during his Nazirus, so he must go, first of all, through the seven-day Tahara process, right, with the Parah Aduma, getting spritzed the ashes, the water with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day three and day seven. He has to go through the seven-day Tahara process. He has to bring Karbanos Tuma, different karbanos that we normally would bring at the end of the Nazirus, because this is not the end of the Nazirus. These are karbanos that he brings because he violated the Nazirus by becoming Tamei. He has to cut his hair and start his Nazirus over from the beginning. And the framing of the Mishnah, the word that we use is soser hakol. It knocks off the whole thing. So therefore, Mishnah Gimel teaches us, Misha Amahareni Nazir. If someone declares a Nazirus without a specific length, so we know that that means he's a Nazir of 30 days, and we know that he's supposed to cut his hair on day 31, right? We learned that in the previous Mishnah, or actually Mishnah Aleph. Nitma Yom Shloshim. If he becomes Tamei, really at any time, but even up to day 30, the last day, Soser HaKol. All the days he had counted are knocked down. He must go through Soser HaKol. He must go through the Tahara process that we described, cut his hair, bring the Karbanos Tumah, and start again from scratch on day one. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is true up to, but not including, day 30. But day 30 is different, because as we've seen in the previous Mishnah, you could have, if he had chosen to bring his karbanos that morning, he could have, because he could have utilized the principle of Miksas Hayom Kikulo and done his taglachas and his karbanos already that day. So since he had that possibility, it's as if, says Rabbi Eliezer, as if he already finished his Nazirus. And therefore, he doesn't have to redo the whole Nazirus. Eino Soser. Ela Shiva. He's Soser really 7 days. He's not really Soser anything because he doesn't have to redo his Nazirus, but we know that he is Tamei Meis now. So he does have to go through the Tahara process, which will take 7 days. And during those 7 days, he will still be a Nazir. So really, he's sort of Soser 7 days. He loses 7 days because he has to redo them. But after he's Tahar, he's done. 7 days later, he just brings his regular Karbanos Nazir, not Karbanos Tumah. He cuts his hair, brings his regular Karbanos Nazir, and he's done. Because he can utilize the principle of Miktas Hayom Kula. However, Hareini Nazir Shoshim Yom, if he said, I will be a Nazir for 30 days, he specified 30 days. Well, we saw in Mishnah Aleph that if he specified 30 days, it has to be 30 complete days, and he can't use the principle of Miktas Hayom Kikulo, and he must wait until day 31 for Taglachas. And therefore, Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that he is Soser Es HaKol, that he loses everything. He must become Tahor, and then start all over again. Become Tahor, cut his hair, bring a Taglachas Tumah, bring Karbanos Tumah, and then start all over again and redo his Nazirus.